Hello, my good peoples. Welcome to another episode of The Blunt Truth. I'm your host, Full Circle 420. You might not see, for those who are listening to this on the audio, my audio platform, you will not be able to see this, but not only am I doing a podcast episode, I'm also doing a little unboxing, but you will see this on my YouTube. My YouTube channel is Full Circle 420. Please subscribe and share the videos and keep watching and tell your friends about it. Now, I just got this, actually, I got this yesterday, but you know, I already know what's in it, but I'm just going to, tell y'all about them. So the first thing we got here is this right here. Now, one of our fellow tribe members at the Tribe Vegan website got us these little nice little pocket things, little pocket keychain. I guess this one's I don't know what it is. It's an animal. It's a little animal. I know that much. And I think it's a bird. That's what it is. Yeah, it's a bird. Looks like a penguin. I don't know for sure though. But inside you got this. I think this is a penguin thing right here. And what you do is you hide your little, you know, you put your little stash away. You know what I'm saying? It's open yesterday, but basically all it is it's a little holder right here. You get your little stash, you put it in here, you put it in a little pocket right here, and you just carry it around. And you know what I'm saying, for those who smoke little ganja, you put this on your keychain and nobody would be the wiser. It's cute. Okay, so and also, oh, by the way, the topic of this podcast is Life Part 2. No, Life Part 2. But when we get to that, I just want to show y'all a little something. We get at the Trevor Vegan website about the blog I write for. You know what I'm saying? The final blog is V Castillo. And one of our sponsors is First Lady of the West Coast. And this right here, I want to smoke during this as well. This right here is a pre-roll joint with smell them terps, baby, terpene. This is Black Girl Magic OG pre-rolled. Yeah, I want to enjoy this while I'm doing this video. But we'll get to this later. Now, let's see, something else in here too. Oh yeah. Now, for those who like to grow their own plants, grow their own cannabis, stuff like that, you can use this right here. And I need some of this because I'm thinking about actually growing my own plant, though. It has to be indoors because I live in an apartment. I only live in the third floor. And you know, cannabis is not exactly legal in Texas, but who cares? So basically put this in your container, preserve your flower, you know what I'm saying? It's like 4 months of maintenance free on your cannabis plant for storage. 4 months maintenance free cannabis storage profession, you know, for your flower. Replace when the tire becomes rigid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do this. You can find this on their website and everything. It's humidity control and it's protected by multiple patents. Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna use this right here though. Definitely gonna use this stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go to Home Depot, pick me up a pot, and give me some seeds too. Okay, now this is an Atlas Cannabis Views Gourmet Granola Trail Bar. This has it's lemon, blueberry, and almond, and it has a good balance. It also has a good balance. It's 5 milligrams of THC, 5 milligrams of CBD. So basically with the THC and the CBD, you'll have a cool, calm, relaxed feeling. You know what I'm saying? 5 milligrams is not, well, it's not a lot, but it's not, you know, it's not nothing to sneeze at. Let's just put it like that, though. You know, say they have to put the cancer reproductive harm warning on here as well. But you know, further research will find out that cannabis doesn't cause cancer. So that's just weird. Why you wanna, you know, dang well cannabis don't come, you know, dang well cannabis doesn't cause cancer. Some people are just weird. Again, I got, oh buddy. Well, I already have the container. I just put it in here just to, you know, preserve the chocolate. This is the Black Girl Magic OG chocolate bar. This chocolate bar has Black Girl Magic oil, shroom, her magic mushrooms, the carved THC, coconut, and cookie dough. And it has chocolate too, though, you know. And it has chocolate. That smell good, though. Damn, that shit smell good. Yeah, just like life, you know what I'm saying? Life gives you chocolate, bad chocolate. You turn that bad chocolate to good chocolate, though, you know what I'm saying? This is nice, though. You know what? Ooh, dark chocolate, too. I'm gonna try a little song. Okay. Now, for the novelists out there, if you ever get your hands, now for the novelists out there, if you ever get your hands on this, you want to microdose macrodose yourself, because as I say this, if you're a novelist in this game, and there's levels to this now, you know what I'm saying? You just can't be like Snoop Dogg out the gate, smoke 80, well, they say 84 blunts, but I could believe it, but it may not be an over-exaggeration, though, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but, you know, he's a pro at it, I'm not, so, you know what I'm saying? But for those novelists out there who never tried anything this, who never did shrooms, who never did cannabis before, and you just want to start into it, do not get this, because this is too advanced for you. I've been doing this for years, so you know what I'm saying? I've been smoking for years. I did shrooms for all kinds of kushes and strands. If a name of strand, I probably smoked it or ate it or, you know, whatever. Yeah, this is not for you, though. That's for the more advanced people. You know, more advanced consumers of marijuana. And then got some Black Girl Magic OG right here. Gotta push it in and pull it out. Man, childproof. Ooh, baby. Ooh, smell them terps, man. You know what? I want to make my own strand, but I want to see if I can make the, if I could get the terpenes and smell like, I want to come up with my own strand. And I had a thought process, but I ain't gonna tell you right now because, you know, there's some people I need to learn from to cultivate my own strand. So, you know what I'm saying? And then you got this right here. It's Liquid Joint X3. 30 milligrams of THC. It's a liquid. It's a shot. Shot. Nanotechnology shot. Let's see. It's a shot. You know, so you feel it a little. Yeah, you don't want to smoke. Yeah, you don't want to smoke right now. Take the shot right here. This one will go good. I got this one. Like, this one is watermelon flavored. And this for later. This one is great. And this one, mistaken, this one is watermelon again. I got two watermelons and grapes. I'm gonna definitely enjoy one of those. So, ooh, look at my hair. Look at my hair. Isn't it beautiful? And last but not least, now when you want to do your own pre-roll and all that good stuff, cone lock system. I'm going to use this real soon. So, pack it, boom. What it does is you press down on it. I think you press down. No, wait a minute. Oh, that's another one. Okay. Oh, thank goodness I got nails. Anyways, what you do. Well, you know what? I'm going to figure it out later. But this obviously works because I can't open it right now. Basically, you roll your stuff up, put it in here, put it in store, put it in store in here, put it in your purse for the females or for the males too. You know, so you got those man purses though. Put your stuff in here, you just walk along, and it's also smell proof too. Yes. And this is by Futurola. Futurola, like Futurola. That's a good name though. I like that. My sister. So, I'm definitely enjoy some of these stuff. So, as a matter of fact, I don't need this package anymore. Yeah, definitely gonna buy me a potted plant, a potted with already soil in it, and probably or just a pot. Probably just buy the soil on my own because you know I'm taking these cannabis units. I'm taking these cannabis university lessons, and they actually can have good people that sell soil. They also get websites and everything. I'm gonna check them out myself, though. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's enough for the unboxing. Again, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, like the video, share it, all that good stuff. Now let's get to the nitty-gritty of this. Excuse me, this podcast episode. Good water. Oh yeah, that's all I drink is water. That's why my hair grows so well, and that's why my hair is so long. And oh, you think? Yeah, I got hair up here though. Just you know, I keep this cut. You know what I'm saying? Look at my hair. Look at my hair. Isn't it beautiful? Look at my hair. I'm not Eric. I'm not I'm not, you know, narcissistic or anything like that. It's just, I just love my hair. Keeps me young. Keeps me good looking. Without my hair, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'll do. But someday I'm going to find out, because what if one of those times I get old and crimp and all my hair is falling out, then what I want to do, huh? But again, I'm too old to care. You know? Right. Oh, look at my eyebrows. That's cool. Look at that. Heck? What the heck? What's going on here? Life part two, and I'm gonna call this semi high thoughts. That's good. So, life part two / high thoughts. This is what this podcast is called. In life, one must realize that everything has an opposition. How you work through the opposition depends upon your attitude, your need, and one of a peaceful existence, a peaceful causes, which is you and nature. That's pretty much life in a nutshell. How you respond and how you treat people is how you treat yourself, because everybody that you come across is a mirror image of you. So you just gotta put that, in mind as a necessity, not to basically treat people like shit. It is opposition to everything you do and everything you say as well. So, you know that old saying, treat people how you want to be treated? Now, if you treat people like straight, then man, basically that's telling the other person, okay, maybe that's how you want to be treated because since you're treating me like this. So, gosh darn it. I'm trying not to curse, because I'm trying to, you know, build my YouTube channel up and trying to not curse so much, which I really got to stop because, you know, just say, well, man, think of his heart, so shall is he. You know what I'm saying? So everything has opposition to it. Life is an easy task once you know how to navigate through everything. Life is an easy task once you realize that no matter what you do, you cannot beat within, you cannot beat the system within yourself, man. You gotta let everybody be who they are. No, and then that's another thing too. In life, you also gotta understand that you cannot change people's narratives to fit your own. Because once you do that, anything that person do for you, anything that person, any accolades that person say about you is phony and it's fake. Because it's also manipulative on your part, because you telling this person, that person, okay, what I need you to do is do this for me in order to make me feel better to be in a relationship with you. But in actuality, when you tell a person you already basically manipulated that person to think that this is what you will like, to think that this is who you really are. But once they find out that they've been manipulated, then everything will go downhill for you, because manipulation is never, when you manipulate somebody, you're always a loser, though, you know, at the end, though, because it's not genuine. Life is in the back of the book. The answers are in the back of the book of life, though, you know what I'm saying? And once you realize that 2 + 2 will always equal 4 in your existence, because everything matches up to how you feel and what you want out of life. How you feel and what you want out of life. And what you want out of life is a reflection upon what you want to do to get that what you want out of life. Tell you something, those who don't manipulate, those who don't have a different agenda to the one than the one you present to the other person, those are the ones who are balanced and very and high vibrating, high frequency, and actually listen to what you're saying and come for you in the steps of the way and not listen to you and not just hear you to respond. That's the kind of life you want to live, and that's the kind of person you want to be with. Damn, it's good shit. Damn, some good stuff. Man. Now, I just pause real quick. See this right here? This right here is money. I don't care what people say. I don't care. Well, marijuana is a drug and all this other crap. I don't care. But this one right here, Black Girl Magic, First Lady of the West Coast, the first woman to ever cultivate her own strain. She also has 3 of them on top, and she has her own strain brand new too as well. This is money right here. And this is money medicine right here. Money medicine connection. Now remember, Black Girl OG. If it's not Black Girl Magic, you're definitely not an OG. Black Girl Magic OG. Now let's continue. Now, sometimes while I'm sitting here and smoking the ganja right here, man. I sit back and while I watch like maybe TV and stuff like that, I sit back and I think about a lot of things. So some deep, some trivial, some kind of petty, some it's just something I just think about for a long time. I seem like, oh man, why you think about that? It's just something I think about. It's not something really important. It's really not something of importance sometimes, but it's just a cool thought. Like for instance, one day I was sitting here, I was watching something on Netflix, Star Trek, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, wait a minute, you see humans naturally born on other planets besides Earth, out in different parts of the galaxy, so you mean to tell me humans been around a lot longer, and sometimes these humans that they find on different planets been around a lot longer, started this civilization a lot longer before even Earth began. So you mean to tell me humans not really from Earth, though? Humans not really from Earth. doesn't look like it matters. If they could find these kind of planets with human beings that have been there for billions of years before the Earth even existed, so that would mean humans, that would mean certain humans are not from the Earth, though. We just all came together on this Earth as an experiment. Or maybe like like Superman, by the way. Think about it, right? What if all the humans of these different planets sent the kids off to Earth in the solar, in this solar system, like Superman sent them, like Superman's parents sent him, though, you know what I'm saying? And another thought I had was like, wait a minute, though. Like, one day I was reading I'm long since past religion, but I do have a Bible, you know what I'm saying? I've been having it for years. I do read it sometimes just to, you know, sometimes for entertainment purposes, sometimes to remind myself of some passages that everybody want to argue about, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. You got to stay sharp. You got to stay, mind, got to stay focused, because you never know, somebody might try to trick you and all this other stuff. Say, hey, come join my church, but you already get dilly up, though, right? Now, I ain't not trying to talk about those Christians who are genuinely looking for the, you know, people are genuinely looking for their spiritual path, though. I mean, hey, I feel that you should start with religion as a means to start your spiritual journey, but don't just end up in religion. That's just 1% of everywhere you gotta go. I mean, you can live a trillion lifetimes, you never got an honest, but just don't be stuck on that part, though, you know what I'm saying? Start a religion. Start out with Islam, Christianity, Judaism, whatever. But just don't stay there. Use it for what it's really for, a starting point. Just don't finish there. Just don't spend all your life maintaining rules and regulations of somebody else who was not the very God that you pray to. And if you do pray to this God, the voice that comes back to answer you is your own. Just saying. But I'm just down to talking about, you know, when I was going to church, I think angels, you know, I heard about the angels and the demons and, you know, God and all the people in heaven and all that good stuff. But then I was a very, you know, me personally, I've been analytical for years, ever since I was, probably ever since I was born. And I realized some things in the Bible. Number one, what makes people think that angels are human-like? Especially if they read the Bible. If you actually read the Bible, you know that not one time angel was described to look like a human. You know, it's a full-blown human. So I don't know where they get these humans with these white robes, with these wings and stuff like that. And that's another thing. If they're in heaven, why do they need wings? And wait a minute. How is it this guy who's their father and whoever their mother is, they don't have wings, but the angels do, and the so-called devils do. But the God you pray to and the feminine and the masculine and feminine, they don't have wings either. So how the hell do angels get wings, and why do they need them? I'm just saying, like, wait a minute. Angels have wings, but God and the feminine spirit don't? Like, and they're supposed to be spirits. What they doing with wings, though? Or better yet, maybe. Here's a thought, you know, why I'm, you know, smoking this. Just maybe the angels aren't real, and they're just maybe the angels not really what they say they are, what you think they are, and that's a mental projection of what they're giving you to make it appear like when people see angels, that's just maybe something that's, you know, tapping into your psyche, and you have an optical illusion, and you think you see an angel, but it's actually something else. That could be, or whatever God you believe in, you think you see a God, but again, that's that mental projection, though. You know what I'm saying? How do you see God, though? Do you see him as everybody else described him, or do you see him for what it really is, though? Because if you see him for really is, you will now know that's not what you described. That's not you know, God in a sense. God is not God in a sense. God was just another being doing mental projections on you, manipulating you. You know what I'm saying? Manipulate the situation. Okay, angels need to believe. Okay, humans need to believe in this. They need to believe in this. They need to believe this. They need to believe this. You know what I'm saying? They need to see in this sight, so they want to see it for what we really are. You know, like the Anaki, if you will. What if the Anaki are actually the creators of the human race? And we look at them as these gods or whatever you will. And the Anaki mental project a picture in our head to manipulate us to think that this is what it is, though. But in fact, it may not be what it is. It may be some optical illusion, mental projection. You never know. Maybe that's how we would be able to create mirrors. How do we really know the images that we see in a mirror, the images I'm seeing in this camera right now, is really my true image? I cannot see my own face. I can feel it. I can touch it. Now, when I touch my face, I feel that I do have a beard. When I touch my lips, I got lips. I got nose. Touch my forehead, all that good stuff. But is it really this face I'm touching? Maybe that's why they say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Think about that. How is beauty in the eye of the beholder? You look at yourself every day. Some women, like me, you know, some women say I look good, some women say I don't. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on the eye of the beholder. You know? To some women, I may look like predators. Some women, I may be look like that black dude in front of those urban love stories. You know what I'm saying? I don't know for sure. Maybe I look like it. Maybe I don't. I don't know. I can't say I'm fine. I can say the image I see is like, man, that dude kind of look good looking, though. I can see the image I see, but I have to rely on other people's judgments to say I'm cute or I'm ugly or whatever, though. You know what I'm saying? But that's in their beholding of their eyes. Maybe it's also testing the vibration of what they see, though. Now, women who have a high vibration tend to see a glass half full and tend to see the potential in everything. Females with low vibrations, they're the ones who look at them as somewhat sexually pleasing, but not really good to or for them. You understand what I'm saying? So they only look like a man who got a lot of money, who this, that, the other. I mean, have a lot of money is cool, but what does that have to do with you, though? You say, well, my man got a lot of money. Yeah, your man got a lot of money. You have nothing. Like the episode on the Cosby Show, when they always, like these episodes of the Cosby Show, when like, you know, the characters are Theo or Vanessa or whatever, and they say, well, I can't help it because we're rich. And then Cliff and Claire was like, no. See, your parents are rich. You have nothing. There you go. We know what the dilly was. No, we're rich. You don't have anything. You have not worked out one day. You have not worked one day in your life to even deserve the fact that you don't even call yourself rich. So, those are the low vibrating, though, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it depends on your vibration, depends on your frequency. It's how you project things in your sight. Because remember, it is true what they say. Eyes are windows to the soul. You know what I'm saying? So if windows are eyes to the soul, then what level will that soul vibrate? Then you gotta get your third eye right here. Some women do got that calcified. They can't see the big picture of, you know, just asking for $250 here and there and all this other bullshit. Well, a man can't take me out unless he spent $200 on me. Mm-hmm. I was like, you dumb little stupid girl. You have a child's mind. You're not thinking the big picture. Okay, so what if a man pays $200 for you to eat? You know what I'm saying? take you out to a nice restaurant, give you like a $60 steak, a $40 baked potato, a bottle of Cabassier, you know what I'm saying? Or a bottle of Moet, you know what I'm saying? A $550 Moet, bottle of Moet, $100 bottle of Cristal. He spent all his own money on you. And then guess what? At the end of the day, you still gonna be the one that they don't want to marry because you demanded too much from Rip, and you did not do anything to deserve what you demand. Yeah, this is a high thought right here. And now I'm not talking about all women. I'm talking about men too, though. So don't get it. I'm not Kevin Samuels, so don't get a twist. So, but I'm only talking about women because that's all I deal with. Is what I don't deal with men. At least not on that level. You know what I'm saying? So, now the women, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you stupid little girl. Do you not realize you asking this man to pay $200 for a dinner fee? You asking this man to take you out to a fancy restaurant? That's good, though. And there's some men will do that. Okay, I'll take you out to the fancy restaurant. I'll pay the check. And then, but here's the thing, though. Guess what? That man's going to block your number. You know why? Because you demanded too much off rip that you haven't done anything to deserve it. And these stupid little girls don't get the bigger picture. Let me tell you why. You will never be wise. You will always be stupid little girls. Stupid little girls only ask for the little. A real woman sees the big picture. And the big picture is, you should have just calmed that down. You should have took that picnic or that walk around, get to know each other. Everything in this world, and you know, most people, almost everybody has to understand, everything in this world is a business transaction, including the fucking marriage that you are in. Think about it. If marriage wasn't a business transaction, why do we need contracts? Why do we need a contract? Like, you know, when you say, it's a verbal contract that's legally binding, just like a written contract. When y'all two say, y'all take each other as man and wife to love and hold for sinners in hell, to love and cherish, sinners in hell for you don't, and until death do you part, for you shall live. That is a legally binding contract. You just stated. You just stated the terms of the contract. You just stated there's no length, right? The contract isn't a definite length until such time someone dissolves it. Okay. And marriage was not a business transaction. Why is there a need for a prenup? Why is there a need for, say, if you divorce me in any reason, or if I divorce you in any reason? Now, usually, I don't know who's signed men and women. I don't know. I don't know the percentage. I don't know anything of that, anything of that nature. But I've seen the contract when I have seen prenuptial agreements before. So, if a prenuptial agreement, let's say the man made all the money before they got married, right? He makes his potential wife sign prenup. In that prenuptial agreement, it will say, if we divorce for any reason, basically you are not valid for any spousal support, and I will do child support if we ever have children. I will do child support, but you personally do not get spousal support. You get a one-time payment of whatever that determined amount is. You get a one-time payment, and then that's it for you. Or it could be, well, you don't get anything because according to the prenuptial agreement, if we get divorced, what's mine is mine. It was secure. We cannot, there's no decorative anything unless it's accumulated in the marriage. If it was not accumulated in the marriage, you do not have rights to it. So, that's exactly why marriage is a business. Hell, you having sex on the first night is a business transaction. If a man or a woman takes you to a restaurant, a man or woman pays all the whole thing, and y'all have sex that first night, guess what you just did? That's a business transaction. I buy you dinner, I buy you champagne, I do this. And if it just so happens we have sex on the first night, guess what, baby girl? That's a business transaction. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why people do. I want to get married. Why do you want to be a wife? That's a business transaction. oh, I love him. I deserve to be a wife. What you deserve is not. Now, your repertoire, yeah, or man, what you deserve is not you. You are not entitled to jack. You're not entitled to anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where this, you know what? I really don't know where this entitled narcissistic bullshit comes from, but they need to let that go. They need to leave that alone, because that's a dangerous thought process. You entitled, let me tell you something. You are entitled to breathe. You are entitled to be born. You are entitled to do whatever it is you do. You are entitled to do whatever you want to do freely. You are entitled to respect. You are entitled to basic human respect and dignity and equal near all things. Maybe I just have to come to the realization that we're not equal in all things. You are entitled to what nature gives you. You are not entitled to get married. You are not entitled to somebody else's hard work. You are not entitled to someone else's blood, sweat, and tears. That's what you're not entitled to. So I wish people get their entitled bull crap out their heads right now. And that's it. Another high thought. What is up with this? Oh, I can laugh at everything else but myself. I can laugh at anything else but myself. So if you can laugh at anything else but yourself, then you's a weak individual. I roast myself. Man, look, I mean, I'm not the only one that does this to do. I roast myself so nobody else have to. If you can roast yourself and make yourself, like, you stand in front of the mirror, right? Stand in front of the mirror and roast the hell out yourself. I'm talking about roast everything. Hell, you have to talk about your own mama, your own daddy, just do that shit too, goddammit. Roast yourself and see how that feels. I'm telling you, though, when you roast yourself, I'm telling you, that's basically breaking down the barrier of any insecurities, though. Yeah, my teeth is crooked, my teeth is crowded, but I don't care, though, because take it out. As long as you motherfuckers chew, and the only reason, as long as you motherfuckers, but I'll get back to that. As long as you motherfuckers chew, yeah, I'm taking care of them, they're light, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no pop marks on my teeth looking like I've been chewing on Dyson. Tune on bricks like that, though, you know what I'm saying? Look, the only way I would even think about getting my teeth straight out is for health reasons. Yes, my teeth are crowded, so it kind of, I have to, you know, take some pickers and, you know, dig about, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I floss my teeth at least like 6 times a day. It has nothing to do with, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. It's just a habit. I have to take my picker, you know, pick my teeth like 6 times a day, though. I don't know why. Maybe it's just one of those oral fixations or something like that. You gotta constantly have something in your mouth and take that for any way you want. That's not, I'm not being sexual with it. I'm just saying. Like, for instance, I cannot stop smoking this. Even though I'm high as hell, I cannot stop smoking this. I can't stop chewing gum. You know what I'm saying? I have a piece of gum in my mouth. I just picked up 2 pieces. A fresh gum in my mouth. You see what it is? This moment is at the same time. Those are my little quirks and shit like that. So I ain't crazy. Everybody got quirks. Everybody got little tweaks. You know they do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But another high thought, right? Another high thought. What makes Prada, Gucci, all these so-called luxury brands better than everybody else? To me, it's all the fucking same, though. You know what I'm saying? To me, clothes are clothes. All you doing is just slapping the label on it. Like, for instance, right? See this shirt right here? See this shirt? I got this shirt from Spencer's. This shirt cost $17. Now, the people who made this shirt, they sent a lot of these. Because I went to their website, they sent like a lot of these shirts. They sent me Spencer's. They sell them at Hot Topic. They sell them on the internet. They even got videos of people wearing shirts like this from that company. Cool company, though. Okay. Companies like that will actually make more money than Prada, because Prada's for the richest. Actually, Prada, Dolce & Gabbana, Gamano, whatever, Gucci, Michael Kors, all these clothing companies, so-called luxury clothing companies. Check this out, man. They're You know, most rich people do not shop at those stores. Most rich people don't. Those are for people who want to look like they rich. Those are the people with the 9-to-5 jobs, which, hey, I got one too, so ain't no wrong with a 9-to-5. Just use it wisely. There is people with 9-to-5 jobs whose lives are so boring, they gotta look a certain way, they gotta do a certain way, they gotta be a certain way. So what happens? Place like Neiman Marcus, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, Michael Kors, some other luxury store I don't remember. Oh, Hochschild, David Yurman, all these stores, all these so-called luxury stores are for people who don't really have the money to be rich, but they just want to look. They want to keep up with the Joneses. Those are what those stores are for. You know what I'm saying? I could give a damn less about those stores. Look here. I'm sitting here right now in this shirt and some gray sweatpants. I'm comfortable as hell, man. I will go outside in this. Look, man, if you invite me to a restaurant, I will wear this in the restaurant because I'm very comfortable within myself. Yes, I do got dress clothes in my closet. Yes, I could dress my butt off, though. You know what I'm saying? I got pink shoes. Hey, I got my own shoes, you know what I'm saying? Which I got to buy the prototypes to all those shoes so I can just start selling them and not have to wait to, you know what I'm saying? I have to sell get some pre-sales, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to wait for that. I'll just buy all those shoes as a prototype, you know what I'm saying? So they can just go on sale permanently. I got dress shoes out the wazoo, dress pants, dress shirts, you know what I'm saying? All still fit. Even got sweater vests back there and everything. Ties, you know what I'm saying? I need a blazer jacket, though. That's the only thing I'm missing. I need some more dress pants and dress shirts, but, you know, you get the gist of it, though, you know what I'm saying? I do got nice clothes in my closet, you know what I'm saying? I can wear out, but ever since the pandemic thing and working home and I'm not dating anybody right now, so what's the point? I don't have an office to go to, but I put it like this. It just so happens, like say I did get a writing gig. It just so happens I have to meet them on Zoom, I have to meet them in real life. I know what time it is and I handle my business accordingly. But until that does happen, or again, or whatever, I'm gonna be comfortable within myself. I'm in my own house. Nobody can tell me what I can and cannot wear on my free time though. Saying clothes don't make demand makes the clothes. Y'all need to remember that. Another odd thought, man. Since before I get to the other hot dog, there is seriously no difference between these brands. It's clothes are clothes, though, you know what I'm saying? Shoes are shoes, person to person. I had a question. What's a $3 David Yurman? $3 Gutenberg, $5,000 Dolce & Gabbana bag. How's that different from a $100 Coach bag, though? You know what I'm saying? Or $100 fancy looking bag. What's the difference between them? If you say quality, okay, fine. Yes, I know Gucci double stitches every double stitches on the inside. Yes, it does kind of last a little longer because I still got some Gucci shoes in the bag that I got like 10 years ago, they still look brand new. You know what I'm saying? I got some pink dress shoes still in the box. You know what I'm saying? I take care of my things though. I got some gym shoes right now. I may have them almost 6 years, still look brand new though. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I take care of my shit though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not here to impress anybody. Now I put it like this, if I ever come into a lot of money, I'm still gonna do what I do, man. Look here, I still go to the Burlington Coat Factory and get some nice shirts. I'm still gonna go to the thrift store, you find some good deals there. I still, you know, look online for nice shoes, but not too much money and shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I got my own shoe, I can buy for myself, so I don't really need any other shoe from anybody though, you know what I'm saying? And I also got my own t-shirts too, so, you know, not white t-shirts, but, you know, t-shirts like this, or, you know, I got my own thing going on, so. And plus, I work for the Traffic Beacon website blog, you know what I'm saying, and I think thank her, because she gave me a chance when nobody else would to write about my passion for marijuana, for ganja, for cannabis, whatever you want to call it. I owe her, you know, some big time though, man. She's a cool chick. I like her though. You know what I'm saying? She's cool though, man. She cool though. And she got a lot going for herself too, though, you know what I'm saying? She's smart as hell. She got her own mind. She's doing the damn thing. And I'm glad doing it with her though, you know what I'm saying? And First Lady of the West Coast, man, come on, let's get with it though, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking a little break from my life / high thought, just to do this little thing for them, you know what I'm saying? Because I love them both, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, this black girl, because I'm telling you, I love seeing my people successful though, you know what I'm saying? She did her own strand, she got her own thing going on down there, she likes Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? So she doing her damn thing. So is V though, you know? All of us doing our damn thing, but we're doing it together, you know? Yeah, we're doing it together. We in this together though, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, I don't care my company finds out. Can no man or woman tell me what the hell I can do in my own free time. If I decide to do videos like this, sitting here smoking weed, and that's what it is. I don't care about getting doxxed, because I tell you what though, the people who try to dox me say, you smoke weed, should not be working in your company. Tell you what, go ahead and dox me. Go ahead, just go ahead and dox me and see what happens. You're gonna be chasing a phantom, dear. And I can find you. You can Google my name. I'm on there, you know, so I got my book, this podcast, articles and the Traveling Vegan website. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm known. Well, also on Voices, Clear Voices. I'm also, my book is on Amazon. My podcast is on Google. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm good though. Yes, you're going to find that. And here's the thing though. Yeah, go ahead and tell anybody. Well, you know, you should be on. Go ahead, tell anybody. Well, you should be on video smoking weed and looking bad as company. There, first of all, the blog I write for is about weed and veganism and other things as well. My podcast is about cannabis and spirituality and balance and all this other good shit. My book is called Full Circle, the 360 Degree Philosophy. Google that. Dude, everything I do is about passion. How you gonna try to cancel me on my passion though? You can't, man. Nobody can. So who cares? And like I said, nobody's gonna tell me what I can and cannot do in my own free time. What you mean? And that goes for everybody. If you're doing something in your own free time, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing something in your own free time, how's that making your company look bad? You don't work for that company right now? You're 8 to 4:30, 9 to 5, 10 to 6, 10:30 to 7, you know what I'm saying? Those are your workouts. During those hours, you collected the paycheck from the company that you're with. After you put your hours in to do the contract, the so-called uncontractual agreement, it's still a contractual agreement, doing a contractual agreement of that job, after you clock out, you don't work there. You done for the day. This is your free time now. So that's time outside. And okay, I put it like this. If anything I do is placed on the company, you gotta pay me after my job. You gotta pay me after those contractual hours I work. The hours we made a deal that I work. You gotta pay me after then. You gotta pay me 24 hours a day if everything I do is reflective on the company then. Cause guess what? You're saying that I still work for the company. You say I still work at that company at that time. No, I do not. I work at the company from 10:30 to 7, 10 to 6, 8 to 5, or 8:30 to 5, 8 to 4:30, you know what I'm saying, 7:30 to 3, whatever, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, dude, or 7:30 to 3, 7 to 2, 6 to 2:30, 7 to 3, 7:30 to 3:30, 8 to 4, you know what I'm saying? Those are your company hours. What I do in, what you do in your own free time is not, so get off that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit here, smoke my weed, my Black Girl Magic, my First Lady of the West Coast. I'm doing this podcast. Who the hell's going to stop me? So, yeah, I don't care about none of that shit. Now, I do understand people who have nice jobs, lucrative jobs, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they need to pay the bills, they got better to take care of. I understand that completely, you know what I'm saying? You got to do certain things. Everybody got to make sacrifices, so I do understand that completely. So, I'm not talking about those people. So, I do understand, you know, I do understand that, like, say, if you got a good job and you start making some good money because you got a family to take care of, you got yourself to take care of, you got to put a roof over your head, you got to drive a car, you got to eat, sleep, you know what I'm saying? You got to have running water. Unfortunately, we're not self-sufficient as of yet, so until that day happens, we have to pay the system for what it gives, for what it gives us. So I understand that. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who don't even have jobs, who trying to ruin everything you want to do because they feel some kind of way about weed or whatever. It's usually some baby boomer Karen looking mother sucker though, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta watch out for those people. Man, if you don't sit down, OG, like, man, you don't sit your old OG looking self down. The last time you seen 45 was 1945 looking trick. I'm telling you, this is how you get over that. Not only do you roast yourself, but if people try to verbally attack you, you roast them to oblivion. No quarter given, no mercy shown. I'm telling you, everything's off limits. Dang it. That's what I'm saying. If people got a right to offend, be offended, I have every right to be offensive. So is everybody else. But now I'm back to the schedule. Now I'm back to the regular schedule program in progress. That's my little soapbox moment. Now, life in high thoughts. Another high thought I have. As I see here, smoking this weed, what am I really doing? Am I just putting the energy back into my body that reflects everything that we are together? Do I see the wavelength in the wavelength to the lights, the certain light textures in the air, and particles in the air? Am I really smoking this? Am I really smoking this? This joint? Am I really coughing? Or is this just another part of the matrix where, you know what I'm saying, I'm not really changing my program. I'm inputting a code in my brain to release the dopamine that I'm getting from this marijuana. Ooh. That's just, you know, something I think about. You know, I saw that movie that black woman wrote, The Matrix. You know, I've been thinking about a lot of things. As a matter of fact, even when I was a little kid, like, something don't seem right here, though, man. It's like, something just don't. Even as a kid, I'm like, man, something's saying. Something don't seem right, though. And I was able to describe things and be right about things I didn't even seen before. Like, I used to have this ankh. I used to wear, it's like huge ankh, though. That's when back then they used to sell the nice ones in the little kiosk jewelry stores in the mall. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened. Some of those kiosks don't even exist. Then I used to describe things, and I used to be right on everything, even when I never even seen it before. Like this art I got from this little kiosk jewelry store. This kiosk jewelry, and it was an art, right? They had the Medu Natural on it too, or aka the hieroglyphics. They had the Medu Natural on it. He was like, the dude asked me, "Hey, I'm from Egypt. I don't know what that symbol, I don't know what that means." It's like the Ankh from Egypt, bro. I'm telling you. I was like, well, it's actually very simplistic. This part is the male part, you know what I'm saying? And this part, well, actually, no, I didn't know about the Ami, but he didn't, so I didn't know about the Ami. Because a couple years before that, I went to this basically for minorities, you know, like Hispanics, Blacks, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And we all get together and we all do projects and things to get to know each other, bridge the gap between, you know, bridge the gap of, you know, bridge the gap to have mutual cooperation, you know, not to be determined to tear each other down or things like that. Which it was cool though, and I was having at the Western Illinois University. And I was like 17. Yeah, I was like 17 years old. That was back in 1998. Wow. Oh man, that was 24 years ago. Gosh, dang it. Man. So anyways, you know what I'm saying? And when I did that was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Got to know a lot of people. I always wonder what they're doing out these days. I mean, those people would be either the same age, be a year older than me, or a couple years younger than me, but they're up there just like me. You know what I'm saying? I just wonder, you know, what are they doing these days? You know what I'm saying? I mean, did that dude actually get a pro football contract? Or this one dude actually got his girl held in the sister? These two sisters what are they doing? Do they be working gas stations and all that? You know what I'm saying? What is this person doing? What is this person doing? You know, but I lost contact with folks. But, you know, I'm just wondering what they all doing and stuff like that. This damn conflict between men and women come about, man. Why is it every goddamn YouTube video I see right now about the red pilling and the MGTOW and the men's rights, which all three of them are cool though, you know what I'm saying? Then we got these they call themselves involuntarily celibate. The people who doesn't they call themselves involuntary celibate, meaning in cell. It's like the mouth breathing, you know what I'm saying? We can't never get any play, and girls always friends. Then they develop a hatred, well, not a hatred, but a strong dislike for a certain kind of women, though. You know what I'm saying? Like these don't pay us attention to us. Don't do this to us. Don't do this for us. They think we ugly. They're not all that. But yeah. But you know what I'm saying, right? There's females like that. There's women like that who can't take no for an answer, who can't take rejection. And I met one of those females before. Don't get it twisted. I met plenty of them. Plenty of them who couldn't take rejection. Like, wait a minute. Something wrong with these people's psyche. Like, wait a minute, I'm a woman. You should worship my feet. I'm a woman. God should just come at me just because. I'm a woman. No, baby. You may be a woman. You may be a female, but you're definitely not a woman. Bro, you know what I'm saying? And by what I mean is, like, your mind state is so stupid. You don't get the bigger picture, do you? You need to fix yourself. I ain't talking about just the way you look. I'm talking about your mental, your spiritual, your emotional. Check your fucking self. You know what I'm saying? Check yourself, dude. I mean, come on, man. And then this, that involuntary community, the incel community, then there's some nice guys. These moments are not really nice. These guys and women are only playing nice just to get their one. It's another form of manipulation. And you can tell these people, like, well, you know, I'm such a nice guy. You know, I'm a very nice guy. Dude, you're a nice guy, you need to say, though. What you are don't need to be explained to anybody. I never said I was nice. I just said I was me. I could be the biggest ass, me personally, I said it like this. Either I could be the biggest asshole you met, or I could be the best one. You know what I'm saying? There's no in between that, though. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe I am an asshole sometimes, but still, man. I can't be an asshole to myself. Only time I'm an asshole is when other people think they can talk to me, think they can talk to me, you know, or think they can do me in kind of way that I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut, be the bigger person. Nah, the day's over with. I used to do that. Never again, though. Some days are gone. Also with that hot dog, days are gone where me personally and feel a bit that, you know, it's made me feel like this, I'm not sure. I'm just gonna talk about me. Now usually when someone asks me for money, I'll give it up with no problem. I will still do that if you deserve it. Now if you come to me asking me money about your car, no, I only pay for what I use. Let's just keep it at that. And if I'm paying for you, then I don't do prostitutes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, if you try coming to me for your car, no, or you try coming to me for, well, I need him my car, I need him my rent, I need him my light bill, my water bill, my gas bill, whatever. If I even think about running those kind of females again, and I gotta, they'd be like, man, I need him with my car, no, my rent, my mortgage, whatever, right? I hate doing this because I love to give. Don't get me twisted. I love to give. I love to be helpful, man. I wish I did not feel like this, but damn it, it's been far too long. I wish I did not feel like this. I promise you, for everything in the universe that is living, and that includes every galaxy, every planet, every star, every asteroid, anywhere, I promise I do not want to be like this, but dang it, it's been festering and festering and festering. I have to do it for my own mental health. Here's the thing. I have to no longer give money to women, to any woman I have, in order to say that I've done something for her. That's not really helping her, though. If she behind all these bills, then she has financial management issues, because these are her bills, though. How did she pay her bills before I came along? Obviously, you know, she's paying her bills since before I came along, because you had this stuff, you had these bills before I came along, though. Why should I help you? Helping you is not helping you, though. Okay, it's just so I pay the car note this month. I pay the restaurant this month. I pay this. I pay that. But I don't live with you, and I don't drive the car. I don't eat nothing in your house. The only thing I may do is wash my hands and use the bathroom. Maybe spend the night there. Well, yeah, okay, I eat there. Okay, I ain't gonna be that damn petty. I eat there. You know what I'm saying? If you want me to pay for this, I would do that since I used it. But if I don't eat over your house, I don't sleep over your house, I don't run no water, no gas, no lights, I don't flick on the lights in your place, I don't drive your car, I don't live with you. Do you really think it's fair for me to pay for stuff that I don't use? Come on, man. Let's just be real about this, though, man. I do not want to be like this, though, man. But I've been too pushed to the brink. To a point where maybe I get that back. But for the time being, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it at all. I would do it for my wife. Obviously she's my wife. There would be no problem, you know. There would be no she behind. No, baby, we are behind. And it's not no longer I can't pay my car. No, baby, we will pay your car note now, though. You know what I'm saying? We will pay the car note. We will pay the rent. We will pay the mortgage, if there is a mortgage. We will pay for everything together since we will be married. But if you're just a girlfriend, you just make me do something. Nah, you gotta earn that. Earn that, man. I ain't talking about just sexual favors either. You ain't no damn prostitute. I never had one before. Listen to that shit. Man. I'm hot as hell. I cannot stop. You know what? Fuck it. I want to do it. I want to do it. I wasn't like this when I was smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes was disgusting. And something else, and that helped me out very much. There's no anything about cigarettes, though. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. All right, my people. That's enough for my episode life/ hot thoughts by Full Circle 420. Now remember, you know what I'm saying, thank you, First Lady of the West Coast for the jizz on it and for that, you know what I'm saying, and for that chocolate. I'm definitely gonna eat that though. For real. And thank you, Me Castillo. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Me Castillo, for giving me this opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, get these wonderful things, and you know what I'm saying, for, you know, writing the blog and everything, you know what I'm saying. So you know, that's the end of the show, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Full Circle 420. I do these podcast episodes every week. All right, now remember, that's Full Circle 420. Full Circle, because this is a 420 we get you. God damn.